Only about 19,000 of the more than 62,000 formerly on BadgerCare Plus made the transition to private insurance by buying coverage on the federal exchange. That's far fewer than the Walker administration expected. On the other hand, more childless adults signed up for Medicaid than anticipated, 97,000. Bobby Peterson is with ABC for Health.
You know, and that's obviously a good thing, but it would have been better to let the feds pay 100% of the cost of that.
The Walker administration rejected extra federal money under the Affordable Care Act to expand Medicaid, instead using state dollars. Refusal to take additional federal dollars is estimated to cost the state more than $100 million in the current two-year budget and more in the future. Deputy Health Services Secretary Kevin Moore said the addition of 97,000 childless adults is significant in reducing the number of states uninsured. As for those kicked off BadgerCare who haven't purchased private insurance on the marketplace, he says there are various reasons why.
We believe that a lot of those folks, they may have gone back on their employer-sponsored health insurance, they may have gotten insurance through a spouse's plan, or ultimately they may have just decided not to purchase and decided to take the penalty.
State insurance officials say overall 133,000 Wisconsinites bought insurance on the federal marketplace. Officials don't know how many of those people previously were uninsured. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.